Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Land of the Lost, starring Will Ferrell, and he and a couple of his friends get sucked into an alternate universe where, you know, they lose a few thousand years where dinosaurs rule the Earth. Now they just have to figure out how to get home before they get eaten.
Al Gore says this theory of yours, time warps. It's nonsense. Al Gore is just a glory hound running his mouth.
He won the Nobel Prize.
You finished the time machine.
Something's happening. It's beautiful!
So if this idea sounds familiar at all, it's because it's been all done before way back in the 1970s in the TV show called Land of the Lost. Now, if you've seen the trailer for the movie, you know that there are a couple of big differences. First, you know, the TV show, well, it was a dramatic adventure. In this movie, it's a comedy, and it's one of those typical way-over-the-top, really goofy things that you're not really sure if it's going to work thing. And second, you know, the special effects in this movie are way worse than the TV show from 30 years ago. So does that mean Hollywood spent $100 million in this movie trying to make everything look fakier than the original TV series? That's kind of weird. In fact, kind of weird probably sums up this whole movie. I say probably because I didn't see it. That's right, they did not want to take the chance of showing us this movie, which means this movie is probably not worth seeing. Now, until a movie I wish they would not have shown us, and that is The Hangover. Four guys head to Vegas for a big bachelor party. They wake up the next morning and have absolutely no idea what happened the night before, and they've lost the groom, which means they have to really figure out what happened quick, find the groom, and get him back to his wedding.
I looked everywhere. Nobody's seen Doug.
I don't think I've ever been this hungover.
What's on your arm? You were in the hospital last night.
The only important thing now is that we find Doug.
Where's your car, officers?
Oh, God. We were messed up.
Really kind of a cool idea for a movie. You know, lots of suspense and excitement to solve a big mystery about what the heck happened and why is there a tiger in the whole hotel room and a baby in the closet, which is the way the cutest baby ever. But none of that even matters because the movie has some really big problems. The strange goofball, really odd guy who's supposed to be funny, well, he is not at all. He's just painfully disturbing. And the Chinese guy, also not funny. Again, just disturbing. And then throwing Mike Tyson to make it funny? I don't think so. But the final thing that lost me, instead of using, say, really clever storytelling to reveal what really happened that night, they couldn't even find a camera filled with pictures which documented the whole thing, and you have to see every really horrifying one of them. I think this movie might change that whole Vegas motto thing to what movies are made in Vegas should stay in Vegas. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Hangover is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.